All right, we all know that Gavin Newsom has been dominating on social media lately, but just in the last few days, he took another step up and got into a big feud with Elon Musk. He recently went on this New York Times podcast with Ezra Klein and started talking about how he's very supportive of the LGBTQ plus community. Of course, this infuriated Elon Musk and the right, and once again, Gavin Newsom did a great job at showing the hypocrisy of the right wing. So much of this social media battle for Gavin Newsom, where he's posting memes or saying, you know, kind of outrageous stuff, is making Republicans walk into this. They say, oh, this is not appropriate to say as a governor. How could you? This is vile. This is gross. That's the whole goal, because you're forcing them essentially to look in the mirror. And it's worked well for most, I think, Americans who are kind of tired of the, you know, the madness, the craziness. Gavin Newsom calling this out. So I want to hop into all of this. Before we do, though, if you're sitting here right now and you're like, this is the Adam Ockler channel, this kid doesn't look like Adam Ockler, you'd be correct. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler today on the Adam Ockler channel. I have a YouTube channel of my own, Chris D. Mowry. There's a link right down below. I'm this close to 100,000 subscribers. It would mean so, so much to me if you click the link and maybe hit subscribe. You guys are all the best. The support on both my channel and here on the Adam Ockler channel has been unbelievable. I just want to say from the bottom of my heart how much I appreciate all of you. And I know Adam feels the exact same way. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against a lot of these garbage Republican narratives, one of which we're going to get into in this video. And so if you want to help us grow and be a part of the community, all you have to do, get ready, drum roll please, is hit subscribe down below on the Adam Ockler channel. It goes such a long way. Let's start here with this clip of Gavin Newsom on the New York Times podcast talking to Ezra Klein.
So we didn't get into trans sports. That's an issue no one wants to hear about, because 80% of the people listening disagree with my position on this. But it comes from my heart, not just my head. It wasn't a political evolution.
Position being that?
I don't think it's... I want to see trans kids. I have a trans godson. There's no governor that signed more pro-trans legislation than I have, and no one has been a stronger advocate for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, and so Gavin Newsom there saying, as governor, I've been very supportive of the LGBTQ plus community. And it's true, he signed more legislation protecting the LGBTQ plus community than any governor in the country. And so this infuriated Elon Musk. If you're not familiar with the America PAC, that's Elon Musk's super PAC. It was started before the election. He dumped a bunch of money into it, you know, was doing this social media push. You might have remembered the checks he was writing for people who filled out, surveys. And also has, you know, people going door to door still right now in special elections, knocking doors for, you know, whatever Trump candidate there is. He's taken some big, big losses and burnt a lot of money doing so. He posted this: California Governor Gavin Newsom, I want to see trans kids. There's no governor that's done more pro-trans legislation than I have. You know, and they're essentially taking this, posting this as a diss. And so Gavin Newsom responds and says, correct, we're sorry your daughter hates you, Elon. Beautifully said. Elon Musk has a daughter, Vivian, who is transgender. And Elon Musk essentially says, you know, this individual is dead to me, says awful, horrible things. And Gavin Newsom here just shooting back and saying, yeah, that's right. We're sorry your daughter hates you. We're going to get into some conversations that some things that Vivian has posted, because she is so great. Elon Musk responding, saying, I assume you're referring to my son, Xavier. That would be Vivian's now dead name, who is a tragic mental illness caused by the evil woke mind virus you push on vulnerable children. Elon Musk, I'm sorry, this kind of makes me angry. He's a dumbass. I mean, that is so gross and absurd. I love Xavier so much. I hope he recovers. My daughters, blah, 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 blah. And they indeed love me very much. And so a lot of people on the right, very upset with Gavin Newsom saying, you know, and we've seen tweets all day long saying, hey, this is so vile. This is so hateful. You know, the governor shows new lows, Democrats showing new lows. How can they attack a child? And again, most people on social media like myself responding, are you serious right now? You voted for who? You voted for Donald J. Trump, who's been found liable for sexually abusing a woman, been found liable for defamation again, has committed fraud many times, been found liable for business fraud, has defrauded kids at university, at Trump University. He's someone who talks, he's a convicted felon. He talks about women in such awful ways. Remember, quiet piggy, you're awful, you're horrible. He's best friends with Jeffrey Epstein, right? And so it's just like, we know you guys don't care about this. We know, we're calling BS. So Elon Musk, these are some more tweets about his daughter. It's just so gross. Exactly, my son Xavier died. He was killed by the woke mind virus. Now the woke mind virus will die. Just like an awful father. And also someone, I mean, we've seen Elon Musk, he's been pushing, he has so many children because he's pushed for getting as many women pregnant as possible. He wants to like repopulate the Mars at one point, or populate Mars with the human race. And that's not a joke. Like, that's something Elon Musk has talked about publicly. He believes it should be like his children, his you know, people. He's gotten quite a few young women pregnant. And so just like this dad is not particularly a good one. This is Vivian on Threads. I look pretty good for a dead bitch right here, referring to Elon Musk's conversation. My son Xavier died. Vivian saying, I look pretty good for being dead. I love that. Take a look at this clip of Elon Musk talking about this here. Just so unbelievable.
My son is dead. So my son Xavier is dead. Killed by the woke mind virus.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. So,
yeah, and there's lots of people in that situation now.
Right.
It's not pretty. And lots of demolished kids.
Yes.
Yeah, so, well, that's a good reason to be the final straw. All right, so let's...
So I vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after that. And we're making some progress.
Join the club.
Yeah.
So just like, I'm sorry, so cringe. Like, you're two grown men here, grown individual, richest man in the world, talking about, I swore to kill the woke mind virus. You're such a loser. I'm sorry. What are you talking about right now? Also, I'm curious in this interview, because he's acting strangely, like, you know, it's all about, oh, well, you know, we're such great people. The woke mind virus was, you know, Elon Musk high on ketamine here, probably, right? As he's, you know, we know for a fact he's been taking he takes a large concoction of different drugs, ketamine, Adderall, all these different things. This is Vivian again. I understand your new angle is this, quote, Western values Christian family man, referring to her father, thing, but it's such a weird choice. You're not a family man. You're a serial adulterer, referring to, all the women he slept with. Dozens of children with 18, 19, 20-year-old women. He's slept, you know, he's had to pay out for sleeping with people at SpaceX. You're a serial adulterer who won't stop effing lying about your own children. You're not a Christian. As far as I'm aware, you've never stepped foot in a church. You are not some bastion for equality and progress. You called Arabic, quote, the language of the enemy when I was six. You've been sued for discrimination multiple times. You are from apartheid South Africa. And again, the only good thing about Elon Musk, the only good thing that's ever come from Elon Musk is his daughter, frankly, Vivian, dominating here on social media. I love it. Then we have... I love and am forever endlessly proud of Vivian. I'm glad you love Vivian, and I know Elon does too. Vivian was created in God's image and is due respect always. However, as great as human creativity can be, it's not great when you're changing what God created and you simply can't change your DNA. God gave us hands to build cathedrals, rockets, and the moon. It's clearly divine to make use of God's greatest gift to humanity, which is creativity. Amazingly well said there by an individual on social media. More from Vivian here. The timing for the Taylor Swift endorsement of Kamala Harris honestly could not have been better. Can't wait to see the Swifties at the polls. Vote blue. Absolutely love it. Also, yes, I saw the tweet. Heinous incel nonsense is in fact heinous incel nonsense. I don't really have anything to add to it. It's just abhorrent. That much is obvious. And if you don't see how, then you're part of the problem. I would just like to say to my audience members, don't let people talk to you like that. It's disgusting. It's belittling and incredibly sexist. You deserve better. It's so inspiring to see Vivian like be essentially a leader here. Like this is leadership stuff, and something I look up to be. Hey guys, listen. This is like, you know, I'm taking these words from my father publicly. Don't, you know, and then advising essentially other people how to react in those situations. It's genuinely inspiring to me as somebody who would like to be a leader in this field one day. Elon Musk. Here, just tweeting absolute nonsense. Epstein guest list, all the celebrities coming out to support Kamala Harris, the Diddy guest list, suggesting they're the same. Again, like, are we serious right now? Donald Trump being best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. We now have photos of Donald Trump with girls on Epstein's island. We don't even have the Epstein list. Elon Musk just like, so he's deranged. He's so deep in the misinformation we try to fight on this channel every single day. Here's an article. I like one of Elon Musk's major Twitter investors has been accused of sex trafficking and domestic abuse on the left there. In August 2018, New York Times columnist James B. Stewart met with sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, agreeing that he wouldn't reveal Epstein as a source of any quotes from the conversation. But now that Epstein has died of an apparent suicide, the New York Times has published a detailed account of the 90-minute long meeting, and it had a lot to do with Tesla CEO Elon Musk. 9 days before Stewart met with Epstein, Musk tweeted that he'd secured funding to take Tesla private, prompting the SEC to launch an investigation into the matter. Stewart heard a rumor that Epstein was advising Musk in the wake of the infamous tweet, compiling a list of potential replacements as Tesla's chairman. He'd even heard that there was an email from Musk authorizing this hunt for candidates, which is why he reached out to schedule the meeting. Elon Musk was also subpoenaed in Jeffrey Epstein lawsuit. I mean, again, this guy, just like the hypocrisy just bleeds out at you, spits out at you, especially with what's going on with Donald Trump right now. A warning shot: House Dems are releasing Epstein documents showing ties to Silicon Valley's tech elites. We already know Peter Thiel was connected to Epstein by 2016, but believe this is the first hint that Elon Musk was. He was to fly to Epstein's Island in December of 2014. Look at this. Saturday, December 6, 2014. Reminder: Elon Musk to Island, December 6th. Is this still happening? Unbelievable. It's all, I mean, it's all projections. Same with Donald Trump. I'm going to release the Epstein list. Meanwhile, best friends with Jeffrey Epstein, and obviously hasn't released the Epstein list. Take a listen to this.
I think there is value to a culture, you know, and we don't want Japan to disappear. We don't want Italy as a culture to disappear. We don't want France as a culture to disappear. I think we have to have maintain the sort of reasonable cultural identity of the various countries, or they simply will not be those countries. You know, Italy is the people of Italy. The buildings are there, but really, what is Italy? Italy is the people of Italy.
Yeah, so two things here. Number one, I don't understand why Elon Musk is like a leader in this conversation at all, or is a, not leader is a strong word, why he's, you know, in this conversation at all. Also, a lot of people's reaction when they hear stuff like this is, you're, we're born where? Not in the United States. You're born in South Africa. So by your own premise there, based on not my premise, but his, shouldn't he not be here? I don't know. Elon Musk fights to keep custody battle in Texas, where he'd have to pay only $2,760 a month in child support. Elon Musk accused Grimes of trying to avoid Texas court in their custody battle court record show. Musk said he'd moved his son, X, but Grimes had moved their other two kids to California, where the case plays out could have major consequences of any child support orders. Elon Musk accused Grimes of moving their two kids to California this year to keep the custody battle from playing out in Texas. Again, the richest man in the world refusing to pay any type of child support. And this, you know, happens so often because he has so many kids, because he keeps having kids with a bunch of different women, because he literally believes that his DNA is so important, he needs to like be the one to repopulate the earth. This guy's a narcissist and a crazy individual. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below, and what you think of Gavin Newsom lately. He's been dominating, just dominating lately. Loving everything I'm seeing from Gavin Newsom. Let me know what you think. I read all of your comments. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for the for Adam Mockler, on the Adam Mockler channel. It'd mean a lot if you check out the link for my YouTube channel description down below. Also, make sure you're subscribed here. Again, I really appreciate all the support lately. I hope everybody has a great rest of your week into the weekend. Be safe out there, and I'll see you in the next video.